Yo, Chris, I really knocked the boots on those two big butt females last night. Yeah.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me this week, my two big butt females, Joel Goldstein.
Screw you.
And Veronica Johnson.
I just want to know, are we going to continue to call it another episode, or is it a special episode on Wednesdays?
A very special episode.
Special.
Tonight, on a very special episode of Papa's Basement. I popped the music down too fast.
I thought you're cutting it off and going to like a little piano like
nothing
thing.
No, nothing ever happened. It's been up the whole time. No, we can't edit that one. We're screwed. Yeah.
Great.
Wait, it's the special show. We're fucked. You can listen to us live every Saturday at 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR. Archives of the show and my writing found at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. And that's it. You can't call us. That's why it's my favorite kind of show. We got a good one. The topics, we got 100 guys, the least fuckable, the unsexiest 100 guys in the country right now. Find that a fascinating topic, just because I'm sure Veronica would drink the bathwater of a couple of them.
No, probably not.
Well, we're going to get to the bottom of that. We've got Joel Goldstein presents Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Yes.
Which is a great bit, and I'm glad he has championed it. Championed. We can bring that one back every week. And pretty good story with Tiki Barber cheating on his
slut
Asian wife, his Asian lady, with a vanilla face. And it's pretty.
A vanilla face?
Makes me wish. Yeah, a vanilla face. A Borat reference. There you go.
Oh, I didn't watch Borat. Sorry.
Really? It's good.
Nope.
All right. Let me turn around, turn my face from the mic, because that's how the mic picks me up best. And we're going to get to the 100 unsexiest men of the year list at the Boston Phoenix. And I picked out a few choice cuts, maybe like 20, 25 guys. Just want to get Veronica Johnson's take on them.
Okay.
And my take, too. I feel I'm kind of qualified. I grew up reading about, you know, what facial symmetries and things like that, facial features makes a man or a woman attractive. And, you know, their personality traits.
You are so gay.
So what were you pointing at, Joel?
I was mouthing, I am not gay, that you need to play it right then and there, because that's so applied to you.
Hold on. The laptop is, I said I'm not gay. Come on.
Hey, dead air.
Yeah.
I said I am not gay.
There we go. Ta-da. That one we can edit.
Oh, amateur hour.
I said
Wednesdays.
I am not gay.
It's not my fault. The laptop's not on my usual side. I can't do the sound bites, really. All right, shall we get to the men's?
Bring it on.
Let's do it.
Do it. I love the sneeze on air.
It was cough. I tried to hide.
Well, it sounded like on, was it Saturday's episode? It sounded like Matt was going into convulsions like every other 10
minutes. It was all bad. Okay, at 100, we have, is it Justin Bieber?
Is that that
What's
little...
his name, Joel?
The heck if I know.
All right, that's the straight man's answer right there.
I'm pretty sure that he's a minor, and I cannot comment on minors.
Why? Just, would you do him?
No, that is illegal.
Yeah, but...
There was a bug on my toe. All
right, test question. When Taylor Lautner was 17 years old, would you have had sex with him?
Yeah.
No.
What about now?
I would have had a countdown until his 18th birthday.
Oh, my God. He's like Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
He is so hot. Are you kidding me?
Whatever. Joel, would you screw like a really hot, famous 17-year-old?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you for having some
it's
fucking
illegal.
Balls
there. It is
who
illegal.
Gives a shit?
When you're just talking shit, who cares?
I answer to God, not man, okay?
And yeah,
if God put a rack on a 17-year-old, it's getting done. All right, 98.
Such a man whore.
Brock Lesnar.
I don't know who that is.
Brock Lesnar is this big gorilla, the vanilla
the
gorilla.
Blonde guy?
Yeah, and he's got a big, ugly, like, dagger tat in the middle of his chest. He looks like shit. He looks like a rapist.
I would have to see
like,
his
not an attractive, suave rapist way, either.
I don't know. His body's kind of sick. I think I might do it.
Okay.
Just because he'd throw me around a little bit.
These are the answers I wanted. this is so far so good. At 97, we have Steven Tyler.
Oh, God, no.
Back
Never.
In the day, I would have said
no.
Steven Tyler, like, in
Ew,
the 70s.
God, no.
Kind of a
not
wiry,
even, not,
sexy, poor man's Mick Jagger.
Not even with that tongue, no.
Really?
No.
All right. I mean, now
he looks like you could break him in half. He's a twig. No. Ew, God, no.
Really?
Isn't he like a great grandpa?
Oh, he's, yeah, probably. At least a gramps.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen his two daughters? He's got Liv Tyler.
And then the ugly one.
The ugly one, yeah, who's the half-sister. He's just like fat Liv Tyler. It's fucking great. I love it. God, DNA's a bitch. All right, 95. You said you don't know this guy, too. The Indian dude from Parks and Recreations, Randy.
No idea who that is.
He got nominated for that?
Yeah.
Why?
He's unsexy as shit, man. Anyone that's putting out for him is just because he's funny.
I thought the main criteria is that you had to be a total douchebag in life.
No, there's definitely some dorky guys.
I'm pretty sure that...
Oh, yeah, if I ever got famous. Oh, I thought you were going to throw me under the bus here.
No, I think you look like Gerard Butler today. You look kind of hot.
Thank you. Even though my breath reeks of the Bugles I was eating 10 minutes before.
With your vampire teeth?
Yeah, I was...
Yeah, that was...
For those who remember... Yeah. For those who remember Bugles, those horrible little... fried corn cones, I was shoving them in my mouth and pretending I had vampire teeth.
Yes, he wanted me to take a picture and spent a whole 5 minutes of my life doing this.
I think he was just trying to get close to you so he could fool around with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was. He grabbed my butt.
I did. And then when she turned around, I put a Bugle up it. Then I ate it.
Hey-o!
And Veronica's just staring.
The truth frightens her.
At 92. Come on, we got
it. I'm listening.
You're listening? Okay.
Yes.
This is the first time we've been together in like weeks. I want to savor it.
Weeks? Try months.
Months?
No, it's been four weeks.
4 weeks.
Not even.
We humans call that a month.
It's been 3 weeks.
Has it?
No, Veronica.
And then I was working 2 weekends.
I think Veronica's been gone longer than that.
No,
I thought so
I have
too.
Not.
All right, 92, Jeremy Piven. Now, I would think as a woman, especially if I grew up watching PCU, where Jeremy Piven was kind of like the badass who ran the campus, I'd give Jeremy Piven some pussy.
I'd probably hook up with Jeremy Piven.
Like,
he's
like,
all right.
Like,
he's
how far?
Short, though.
Hair plugs and douchebaggery and all?
Yeah.
How tall is he?
Not.
6'2".
Bull.
6'2", yes. 5'7", no.
He's not.
Trying to get my boy Jeremy laid. He's short. He's pretty.
And I feel bad, too, because he's a member of the tribe, but God, he's a D-bag.
Member of the tribe?
Jew.
Oh.
The 12 tribes.
You corn-fed ignorant.
I'm a Catholic. What do you want?
Okay. Here's I like this one. At 98, Sean White.
Oh, God,
the snowboarder. Now, to me, he's like the anti-poon.
No.
Like, just really bright red pubes in general on a guy. Oh. Like, you will never get laid ever.
No. Couldn't do it.
He just looks like a goofy motherfucker, right? Even though he's, like, kind
of
athletic.
Yeah, he does. He reminds me of Carrot Top.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Would you rather fuck Carrot Top or Sean White?
Sean White.
Okay.
I could not do Carrot Top. I'm sorry.
Really? Like even...
Oh my God, look at him.
Carrot Top at his peak? Like not now that he's all muscular and freaky. Like I'm talking chairman of the board era 1994 Carrot Top.
I didn't see that, but no.
You're a lucky woman. Okay. Who we got? 88, all the way to 80. Everyone else is boring in the 80s. So, at 80, we have Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, God, no. Why? Why would you do that? What would be the point?
Maybe.
What good could come of that?
If you're a really conservative chick. If you're a really conservative chick, you can overlook the body, and maybe you'll get, like, turned on by what comes out of his mouth and his ideology and all that.
No. If I was that conservative, no. Not even. No.
Really?
No.
God. Yeah,
absolutely not.
I think guys really don't care. Like, I'd fuck the shit out of Sarah Palin. I don't care that she's a moron. I don't find her attractive. I just do it. She's all right. Come on.
She's got a nice body.
She's okay. I mean, like, for a chick that age with, like, she popped 4 kids. I mean, she's got a clown car for a pussy now.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
She's had, like...
Are you fucking kidding me?
She's had, like, 4 kids, man. That thing's got to be a disaster now. Either that or it's, like, all scarred up with that, like,
there's something about girls that I, the ones, like, I can't stand, like, your Miley Cyrus's, your Sarah Palin's, and
yeah.
All the ones that, like, get on my nerves or I can't stand. I don't know if I could ever bring myself to...
Yeah, I could, from behind.
Well, no doubt, and they have to have their mouth closed or something in it or whatever.
I mean, as long as I'm not looking at it.
Well, I mean, there's many options for that.
I have.
Too bad Gwen can't call in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Joel's actually free to say whatever on this one.
And no, she'll hear the podcast. It's fine.
Oh, really? The podcast located at inpapasbasement.com, you mean?
Yes.
All right. 74. I found this one kind of interesting. Robert Pattinson.
He's on that list?
Yeah.
Shut up.
He is a total D-bag. I'll give it that much.
I can see the allure. He's like a tall, lanky, you know, it's not the toughest looking dude, but you can talk about like playing with dolls before he limply does you. You know?
I'm really surprised he's on the list.
And
dude,
slips up and he calls you James Dean during it. And
you're just a hater.
I think he's
a good looking kid.
And why wouldn't we be a hater? He's a total freaking...
I'm just saying, yeah, if I were a chick, I'd be into like guys that look like they were in 300. I wouldn't be doing that queen where, like, you know, robbers break into the place and he's like, ah, kill her. And that's that.
You know that's what you would do.
I would just run.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
why even waste the time talking?
Kill
that's
her.
That's valuable sprinting space.
Yeah, I would do him. He's hot.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
I'm really surprised.
John Papa Giorgio, future family man.
Yeah. Kill the kids.
Man of the castle, king of the fortress.
Their piggy banks are so very full. All right, 71. This is just kind of a goof. Threw it in there. Gary Coleman.
Oh, God, no.
like you don't have to fuck Gary Coleman.
Seriously?
Would you give him, like, a little handy?
No.
Would you give him a different stroke?
He really made that list. That guy's had so much bad stuff happen to him lately.
And it's the worst picture. It's like his most recent
mugshot.
Yeah,
he looks horrible.
He looks like Zool or whatever. He's just staring at you.
Poor guy.
Like he wants to eat your soul.
At this point, I just feel bad for Gary Coleman. Before, it was kind of funny. Now I just feel bad.
You want to give him a little tuggy?
No.
Wow. You can even wear gloves.
He would get all bitter and irate and start hitting me with something.
Yeah.
He's a bitter little man.
What you talking about, Willis?
I would say the wrong thing and he'd go off for me calling him short. No way.
Well, he'd definitely go off.
Yeah. His little spoot. His little 5-foot spoot.
Thanks for that visual. Uh-huh. That was hot. That was great. Freaking awesome, man.
All right. 68. John Travolta. Now, I think this is unfair because, yeah, John Travolta now is like a fat douchebag, and he's all into Scientology and shit.
I feel so bad for him.
He was, like, really... Oh, yeah, the fat one, Jet.
Seriously?
What, his name was Jet, right?
Yeah,
yes,
but
he was
fat. He had, like, cerebral palsy or something, right?
He wasn't a handsome kid.
Seriously,
he
John?
He
had the palsy.
Yeah,
as much as John Travolta's a D-bag and his wife's insane,
I'm not
you can't make fun of the, like, handicapped kid.
I wasn't making fun of him. He's just not attractive. But
he's handicapped. What do you want?
There could be attractive handicapped people.
Name one.
Maury Matlin. But she's just deaf.
Who is that?
She's like some deaf bitch from the
80s.
That's
Helen Keller's really pretty.
What are you
kidding me?
Yeah, right. That bitch couldn't put on makeup.
You are going to burn in hell. There's a special place
God,
in hell for
hot,
people like you.
Like a handicapped person like fuck or someone who's hot. Because, I mean, like, great press for the show is me, like, hopping on Terry Schiavo.
Oh,
wearing an In Papa's Basement t-shirt.
Oh,
it's just
my
a
God.
Picture of me giving the thumbs up while I'm humping her. God, who would I screw that was handicapped? I can't think of any handicapped
yeah,
people,
there's
period,
none.
Though.
There are none, dude.
You would have done FDR in the day.
Defeat.
No, you would have screwed FDR.
No, I wouldn't have. And we're not talking about just handicapped. We're talking about mentally retarded. Like...
Yeah. I could
I
see.
Probably shouldn't have said that
I could see you
whatever.
Pulling the blanket aside, going down.
Oh my God! You are
the
so
only
wrong.
Thing we have to fear is Eleanor walking in.
I am no Monica Lewinsky. Thank you very much.
God, retarded, like retard bang.
That would require some serious research for either sex.
Yeah, retards usually look weird. Like, there's kind of a whole built-in like, "Don't screw me."
Okay, next.
God's
this
done.
Is so politically incorrect.
All right, back to John Travolta.
Yeah. Oh.
At what point would you have stopped
I'm
fucking John Travolta?
To think
I know you wouldn't now, right?
I'm thinking what is it, Battlefield Earth?
Yeah.
It's got to be. That's got to be.
Because, like, you look at...
He was kind of hot in Face Off.
Yeah, you look at Saturday Night Fever, Travolta could bang anyone. And then Pulp Fiction Travolta is pretty badass.
Yeah, yeah.
With, like, the wig on
but
and
that,
stuff.
That was, and then you had, what Moose just said?
Face Off.
Yeah.
Love Face Off.
And then after Face Off.
Such a guilty pleasure.
A little bit after Face Off was Battlefield Earth, and it just went downhill from there.
Yeah.
All right, so
maybe Phenomenon might have been his last.
Fuckable.
Remember Michael?
The fuckable feet. Oh, God, Michael. Yeah. What is he? Is angel or he's a dying guy? Or no, that
he
was
an angel, I think.
Phenom, where he was dying, like he had a brain tumor.
That was Phenomenon. That's
Phenomenon,
what I said.
Phenomenon, yeah. He could move shit with his
Phenomenon
head.
Was his last movie that I liked.
Where you'd fuck him.
No.
Okay.
Nice.
I'd cut him off after Pulp Fiction, maybe. Maybe Face Off.
What's funny is when you said that you'd fuck him, I thought you were looking at Veronica, and I realized you were looking at me.
All right, 66, Sean Hannity.
Who is that?
He's a Fox News
Hannity
D-bag.
Holmes?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what he looks like.
Big, fucking big-headed Irish prick, you know.
Ooh, he's Irish?
Yeah.
He gets points for that.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm going to say no, because then I don't know what he looks like.
He's not handsome, but he's not Rush Limbaugh ugly either.
No.
Okay. 62. Found this one interesting. The man even made the list. Guy's got a body crafted by the gods themselves. Mario Lopez.
How is he on this
Thank
list?
You.
Are you kidding me?
Wouldn't you bang? Oh,
oh, I would.
Maybe not Screech, but wouldn't like doing Zach or Mario be awesome?
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. You're like,
I'd be like, Zach.
I blew Zach attack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, Joel, I'd bang all three of the chicks. I'd even bang,
yeah.
Who was the lesbian one they added near the end?
Tori.
I'd bang Tori, man. Guarantee you, Tori's working at like a Ruby Tuesdays in Kentucky right now. Still fuck her in the washroom. What a great. You'd have to carry around a still, be like, yeah, this is Tori. Remember her? But after you explained it, it'd be a good story.
See, what's funny is out of the ones, I think the least attractive to me was Elizabeth Berkley. But I've been told that I need to see her in Showgirls. That apparently
it was okay. I mean, everyone tugged one out to Showgirls.
See, I actually never saw that movie.
It's horrible.
Seriously.
What?
John.
You've been on, you know what, I have to admit, you've been on the biggest, like, masturbation kick on the show.
Yeah, that's
And I'm not talking, like, every, like, other show. I'm talking,
yeah.
Like, we're on a big
I gotta
here.
Talk about my passions, but okay. Gina Gershon was hotter in Showgirls, if we're gonna get into
well,
Showgirls.
Gina
talk.
Gershon's hotter than a lot of people in a lot
I
of
do.
Movies.
I do her. She's great in, Curb Your Enthusiasm, where she puts on the thick Hasidic Jew accent. I bang her there. That one's great, too. Okay, but yeah, I'd do, I'd do Violet Ann, you know, who was Tori Spelling before she got implants.
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God, I forgot she was on that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who I wouldn't have screwed on that.
What about that one time when Zach had to go up with the fat chick? You remember that?
Shit, that one's not springing to mind. Was she real gross or what? I mean, I'd fuck anyone just because we all know Saved by the Bell.
She was a porker, I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah. And the whole thing is about how you're not supposed to judge people based on the book of a cover or something. It's just lame.
I'd even tug off that curly haired fruit
cover?
At the max.
Did I say book of the cover? I
yeah.
Really did.
Cover
this is what happens when you work like 11 and 12 hour days. You can't speak English anymore.
I hear you.
Yeah, I'd do anything. I'd give a foot J to Belding. I don't care.
Oh my God.
That would be the cover of my first CD.
Hey, what about the Miss Bliss?
Oh, Haley Mills? Hell yeah.
Have you seen what she looks like now?
Oh, dude, I'm sure it's like the fucking Crypt Keeper.
It's
gotta be like 90.
Sad.
Well, it's not like she was ever doable, but I'd done her then. And do you remember how they had like a whole bitch version of the cast? Like there was bitch AC Slater?
Yeah.
Like for that 1 year? And they swapped like half the cast. It was so bizarre.
Well, and they got rid of the one chick too. I'm kind of curious what happened to the two of them. They basically replaced them with... Kelly and
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
I remember her.
All right, 59. I like this one because they didn't even take a picture of him dressed as a man. It's Tyler Perry in Madea drag.
I don't know who Tyler Perry. I don't
what?
Know what he's like.
Come on, I'm trying to cultivate a black audience
I'm
here.
Sorry.
You know who Tyler Perry is. You love his movies.
I
we
know
all do.
The movies. But I don't know what
the
Madea like.
One, and there's that one with you, the guy and his wife. And they get together in the end.
I don't know what he looks like.
Fucking help me out here.
I'm sorry.
I've seen like none of these movies.
Pick another one.
I don't know why he made the list.
Well, he's gay as shit, first of all. I thought everyone knew he was like blowing the hell out of Lav Coles.
I don't know.
Lavernius Coles.
I don't know who that is either.
There's our sports talk for the day. No.
I suck at this game.
Yeah, well, come on. Keep treading water.
Yeah, I think John's been talking about how many more guys he'd bang than you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so
someone's got to take one for the team
here.
Okay.
Well, that's your job, not me, sir.
59, 53. At 53, we have John Gosling.
Oh, God, no. Not with somebody else's vagina.
What's really
no.
funny is he's rumored to have a tiny wiener, too.
Oh, even better. No.
And
ew, no.
Yeah, I can't even Joel to counter your oh-so cruel aspersions. I wouldn't bang him under any circumstances, even if it meant fame for the show.
Way to move
would
up.
Would you bang
the...
her?
Who, her? For Kate. The show? Or period?
Period.
No, not period.
Really?
Oh, she's a grody, bitchy pig. Oh, her face. Are you kidding me? The whole time, she's probably just, like, scowling at you with, like, did you come yet? Why the fuck would you ever do that? Again, maybe from behind, but she's got this weird, like, pancake batter dribbling down a wall ass that just isn't perky at all.
Ouch.
She's gross. Oh, she's gross.
That's funny.
I wouldn't visit that hole. Okay, 51, Bill Clinton. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
For sure.
Okay.
She's attracted to power.
Yes, obviously.
Okay, let's see. Nothing good
in
the
40s? Who isn't attracted to power?
I don't know. I don't want to have sex with Hillary Clinton. That's ridiculous.
Margaret Thatcher. Then or now.
Okay, so in this particular scenario, I have the better selection. I will agree to that.
All right. Yeah, power. I mean, it's kind of emasculating to bang
Oprah.
What?
Would you bang Oprah?
Fuck
no.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely not.
I wouldn't. It would be just like that Chappelle skit. I'd bang her without a condom and, like, hold on for dear life trying to get one in there.
God. Oh, my God. That is
God,
so wrong.
That is money.
That is so wrong.
I don't care if she comes up to me naked going, and you get a car, and you get a car, and you get a car. There's no way.
Oh, she could be running away screaming naked. I'd track that bitch down. I'm getting mine. Getting my paycheck. 39, Kanye West.
No, absolutely not. He's repulsive.
Is this because of his behavior or a certain characteristic that might make him compare to, I don't know, Tracy Morgan and Michael Jordan and Oprah Winfrey? And what do these people have in common?
You are ridiculous. No, that has absolutely nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Because if you threw Will Smith up on that list, it'd be a different answer altogether.
Really? I did not know this. Okay.
I love black men.
I hate you. I really do.
Because you didn't see that coming at all. He basically lobbed that up in the air.
I know. I set
put up a big signal and said, I'm going to play that clip.
Okay. 38, fat tub of shit Guy Fieri. You've seen him in ads for like TGI Fridays. He's this cooking guy and he's got bleached hair.
No.
Tubby, schlubby looking shit.
Yeah, people that age should not be coloring the tops of their head bleach blonde.
I just hate a tubby guy who's doing everything else in his power to look decent and, like, completely primped. How about you drop, like, 40 fucking pounds, you sloppy piece of shit?
Tell us how you really feel.
I mean, really, it's just like, goddamn, stop shoving in the fried green beans, dude. He's got the cash for a personal trainer. That's all I'm saying.
Dude.
34, Dave Letterman.
No.
How did...
Oh, God, no.
I guess
he's all saggy and droopy and wrinkly.
Yeah, but he do that Dave Letterman laugh after he, like, prematurely ejaculates.
No.
It'd be great. Paul would watch the whole time.
Oh, gross.
All right. 31, Artie Lang.
Artie Lang.
Fat Howard Stern comedian.
No.
I love Artie. I'm trying to think.
Bang Artie.
If I were a woman, God, I would do something for Artie, but I wouldn't want to say I fucked him or
ew.
Even blew him.
Imagine pulling those pants down. Seriously?
Oh, it's a show. Are you kidding me? He's a fucking junkie.
Disgusting.
There's going to be like maggots and Hershey syrup down there. It'll be like reaching into your couch or a movie theater floor. It'll be a show. Oh, God. What would I do with Artie? If I were a chick and I wanted to show my appreciation and be like, hey, Artie, don't kill yourself. Hang in there, buddy.
Buy him a hooker.
Buy him a hooker. That's not horrible, but he's going to feel rejected. Like, give a rub and tug or something.
No,
maybe kiss him a little bit and then be like,
I
got to get home to my boyfriend. I feel guilty.
I'm sorry. No.
Something like that. Why is it I have to think of these things?
Because you're gay?
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Jordan. Okay. We have, at next 30, Charlie Sheen.
Oh, God.
You definitely would have fucked him in the day. Don't even act
like
you
would. I do not find him attractive
at
all.
Drugged out Ferris Bueller?
No.
Charlie Sheen? That was a good-looking man.
He wasn't Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was the guy who ends up getting with Jennifer Grey.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to watch that movie again. But yeah, but no. He just doesn't do it for me. He looks too prissy.
I think he projected a rugged, like, I'll hit you if you don't listen to me masculinity.
No. She's holding up for his brother.
Emilio.
I'd do him. He's hot. No, Charlie just looks like a prissy, whiny little bitch.
What's the difference between Emilio and him? It just looks like a blonde version.
Mighty Ducks.
So you'd fuck him because he played hockey with a lot of little kids? The shit's wrong with you.
No, just that was one of my favorite movies when I was a kid.
Again, so and it ties like into him. Like, what?
Shut your face. Therefore, I just don't like Charlie Sheen.
Therefore, she will have sex with him.
Yeah, what did you like from your childhood that translates to I'll have sex with it? I like Dumbo as a kid, but I'm not running around the National Zoo with my cock out.
Oh, let's talk about Mighty Ducks. And the kid that played one of the Bash Brothers, he's hot.
Really? How old is he?
He's got to be like 30-something now.
Huh.
He was really cute, like a young Mario Lopez.
Okay. At 28, Ryan Seacrest.
No. He's too short.
What the okay.
Dude, you know
two.
I have these requirements.
6'2", Ryan Seacrest. I just want this about looks and personality.
Is he still gay, Ryan Seacrest?
I don't think he's gay.
No, that dude's...
I have horrible gaydar, though. Like, I didn't even think Ricky Martin was gay. I ain't shit.
Unless you're an idiot, but I will say this. He went out of his way to definitely show that he's not gay by hooking with Terry Hatcher.
Oh, I'd bang Terry Hatcher, yeah.
Seriously?
Banged her
15
years ago. I don't think
with, like, Tori Spelling. That's just horrible. Horrible.
God, why? You know what? There's a solution to this problem all the time. From behind. 3 magical syllables. From behind. Solves everything.
And if for a girl, you can do a reverse cowgirl.
Yeah.
You got to look at them.
Just ride it. Just
have
ride
a good time. Pull.
Just
close your eyes
around.
And think of somebody else.
Yeah, you're sitting on Santa's lap and... Why are you staring at me?
Y'all are ridiculous.
Come on, you're the star of this episode.
Why?
Because you're so damn beautiful.
Shut up.
Okay, 28.
I'm so beautiful, then why did you miss my haircut?
What? She pulled this shit on me. We were in the lobby. I was
cut like 4 inches off my hair.
I ate 2 bags of Bugles. She had a soda.
Last time I checked, I have a penis. Show. I don't pick up on any of these things.
I wouldn't notice if you shaved your goddamn head.
If you had cut it above your shoulders, I would have noticed.
Thank you.
It is above my shoulders. Look.
Oh, God. Fucking girl talk, man. No, I'm with Joel 100% on this. Girls have like 4 speeds of hair.
If you came out looking like Jackie O with like a bob, I would have noticed.
Yeah, there's like below shoulders, then there's cut to the chin, then there's pretty much I cut it and look like Rihanna.
Mine went from almost down to my boobs to my shoulders.
But see, don't forget, Veronica hasn't been here on the show for like 3 months, so it's, you know.
Oh my God, it's been 3 weeks, mofos, I swear to God.
Who was the president when you were, there's a black man in the office now, you know that, right? Do you want to leave?
I am aware.
Oh, you filthy bigot.
Shut the fuck up.
Filthy,
that is so not what I meant by it.
Filthy hate monger.
Who's next?
Never. 22. Steven Seagal.
Hell yeah.
Yes, that is the answer. Who the fuck didn't watch Above the Law and was like, shit, yeah. Good. I'm proud of you. Even though he looks like shit now.
Yeah.
Have you seen him on that TV show?
Oh, yeah, where he's like... He's just providing like a soundtrack to actual cops catching bad
guys.
He's
just embarrassing himself at this point.
Oh my God. He is great. That is awesome that you would fuck him.
I think we drove by his house. He used to have a house in Miami.
Like everyone
like, his house.
He probably used to have a lot of houses.
Yeah. Near fast food places. But okay, 17, Lil Wayne.
No, God, fuck me, no.
Why not?
Seriously? Seriously,
yeah.
What part of that human being would you think
okay,
would
I know
make
you,
me want to fuck it?
I know you have the height thing, so what if he was just called Wayne? What if he was 6'2"?
I don't
Wayne?
Like the name Wayne.
But he's still got all the same hits. All the
no.
hits you know and love, but
no.
he's just Wayne.
No.
I think in real life he's like 5'4".
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
No.
Like Gumby.
No, by comparison, I look tall enough for Veronica to bang if I'm standing next to Lil Wayne. Are you... okay, fine.
I think you're my height, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're so short. God.
aren't you like, you're like a damn gargantua, aren't you?
I'm
like,
5'7". That is not gargantuan.
You're not 5'7".
Yes, I am. Gargantuan's like 5'11".
All right, then taller. I'm taller than you.
No, you're not.
Shut up.
No, you're not.
I'm definitely not 5'7".
I'm not going to have my voice crack.
I don't think it cracked there. It cracks all the time, but not there, sir. Ben Roethlisberger, number 11.
I don't know who that is.
He's the big quarterback that you said like 5 months ago.
He looks exactly
show.
Like Ogre from.
Oh, then yes.
You said you'd fuck him, yeah.
Okay, then yes. I remember him. Hell yeah. How is he on that list?
Because like a lot of other women would be like, I don't want to be forced to have sex against my will.
It's not rape if you go willingly.
All right, it's... fine.
Nothing's been proven yet.
All right.
We're on number two.
We're doing the whole top 10. The whole top 10 is really well done. Number 10, the Pope.
Oh my God, you're gonna burn in hell.
Thank God I'm Jewish.
Are you serious?
Number 10's the Pope, dude. I didn't make that up.
No, I would not do the Pope.
Ratzinger.
Holy Mother of God.
Like, wasn't the John Paul like young when he took over? Youngish. Wasn't he like a spry 60?
No, he was really young, I think.
I know they didn't like that, because they'd like their popes to kind of die and turn over every 10 years or so.
John.
What?
Aren't you Catholic?
No, I'm Greek Orthodox, but that's really how they feel about popes. They don't want them to last all that long. They weren't happy that the other guy was so young.
I wish I knew what the hell Greek Orthodox was.
It's something, yeah.
They're all the same to me.
There's crosses.
You're all a bunch of goys.
Yeah, there's crosses and eggs and I had
matzo last night.
And?
It was really good.
Isn't it?
Oh. I kind of wanted to put jelly on it.
Isn't it? That was great.
You can do jelly.
Like peanut butter and jelly?
You can do that. There's a lot of different things you can do with matzo that's really good, though. Hey, if you're talking about matzo, if you're going in my wheelhouse, I'm sorry.
I didn't know we were recording Hoischel's cooking hour, but all right. All right, 9, Mark Sanford, the guy who banged that broad in Argentina, the governor or whatever.
You may as well skip over anybody that she hasn't heard of.
Seriously, if you, goddamn, it's like if you, it has to be from Thundercats or Saved by the Bell or, Jesus.
I'm a top 40 whore.
All right, number 8.
If they're on people.com, I know who they are.
Number probably. 8, Jay Leno.
No. Oh, wait.
Whoa.
Dorito Jay Leno? Or, like, talk show Jay Leno.
Wait, what?
Which wasn't he the Doritos guy, like, back in the 80s, 90s?
Yeah.
I'd probably do Dorito guy.
What the fuck? Because he's got Doritos? Like, why does that help at all?
I don't know.
That's, like, my answer. Like, Monique or Doritos Monique? I'd fuck them both, but. Jesus Christ. Wow. Big Mac Roseanne Barr?
No, it's because I just remember him from then. Shut up.
See, it's like anything you remember.
What's wrong with that?
Wow. No, it's really funny. Like anything new presented to you, you wouldn't have sex with. But anything you remember from your childhood, you'd fuck.
That is actually, you know what?
So not true.
That's kind of been the trend, actually.
Yeah.
So
that is bullshit.
So like Kirk Cameron, you'd suck off in a heartbeat, right?
No, I wouldn't.
How about Ben?
The gay one from Growing Pains.
No. I hate you.
Would you dyke out on Kimmy Gibbler?
You are so
What rude. About Joey Gladstone?
Yeah.
Who's Joey Gladstone?
Uncle Joey from Full House.
Oh, God, no. Dave Coulier?
Yeah.
No.
And Stamos? Would you get Stamos?
Stamos of today, I would.
Really?
Yeah, his hair was too big back then.
Oh. What if it was reverse theory. Cowgirl? And then you were facing into Bob Saget?
No.
Okay.
Thanks for playing, but no.
All right. Balky?
No, but
Jaleel White,
Robin Williams, Mork and Mindy, okay. Totally.
Oh my God!
I'm kidding.
He was a gorilla. Ugh.
Oh God! No, you weren't. You were only saying kidding after you gauged my reaction.
I hate you.
Oh man! Wow. All right.
Who's next?
Damn. So now I just have to wear a mask for Halloween, and I can. All right.
Yeah. No, you still don't meet the high requirement.
All right. Fine.
Wear some heels.
Yeah.
Platform something.
Okay, you wouldn't know who Glenn Beck is. 6, Jesse James.
No.
Why not? That's kind of your thing. Is he not, like, gorilla enough?
Slut.
Yeah, but he looks like he could...
Because I like Sandra Bullock.
He could smother people with his body weight.
He's a disgusting slut. No, thank you.
He is a little grody.
Nope. Wouldn't do it.
Okay. Even though you both feel the same way about the president and Oprah.
I hate you.
And Michael Jordan.
That is such... I hate you. That is so not true.
And Nelson Mandela.
I like Will Smith.
Jesse James doesn't. Okay, number five, John Mayer.
No, God, douchebag.
I think he's a good-looking kid,
right? How
is he
not number one?
Because who do you think won it?
He's got those pouty lips.
Ugh, no, he's disgusting.
That Cupid mouth of his. Okay, fine. Four. This is a good one. Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith.
Small rats.
Fatty.
Yeah.
Silent Bob. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
God, see, he's someone where it's like, again, if I were a chick, I'd want to do something nice, but...
Why? He's a...
Because he made you...
Batman.
He made you laugh. I suddenly... Like, I now have insight into the mind of anyone who's ever given me pussy. It's like, he made me laugh, so I'll throw a little something his way, but not too much. I don't know. A handy for Kevin Smith. Come on.
No, absolutely not. What would I get out of it? Not even a first-class plane ticket.
You could smear it on a DVD copy of, like, Chasing Amy and sell it on eBay.
No.
All right. Number three, John Edwards. I definitely do the mistress. She looked pretty decent, right?
Nah.
I saw a couple. I guess.
Are we... he's a slut, too, but he's cute.
Reverse cowgirl. Three magic syllables.
I'm telling you, she's got a thing for power.
Power and things she knew as a
How
child.
How does he have any power? He's...
God.
He was a senator, right?
Zombie Reagan could fuck the shit out of you.
Yeah, but Bill Clinton's neither a president now, but you're still into him.
All right, at number two, he has no power, but he is the situation.
You mean number two?
Yeah, number two.
The situation.
The situation. Ponder this one.
Ponder this one.
Because the situation's got a decent bod, but he's got just the Guido face.
Can I, like, put duct tape over his mouth?
That would be a situation he has to work himself out of.
Okay. If I could do that, then yes.
Wow, okay.
He's kind of cute. God, Guido, but he's still cute.
This is where, again, you reverse or from behind or something.
Well, JWoww, I'd do any which way. I like JWoww.
Oh, no. I'm not looking into that face at all.
I mean,
That's the definition of a butter face.
Snooki's the butter everything.
Not to mention... I mean, her boobs look like basketballs.
Who's Snooki?
Nah, JWoww.
JWoww, they look like basketballs.
I've never been with a fake pair that big, though. That could be, like, fun once. Just an outlandishly fake pair of tits.
At least get a nice fake tit job if you're going to do it. That's horrible.
I don't know. Some guys like it. Will would be in here right now, like, ready to go into a knife fight with you. It'd be like, beat it. We'd have to tie you two at the wrist, and you'd be stabbing at each other. Okay, number one, Tiger Woods.
No.
I mean, we already know the answer, but... Is it what else other than the fact he's black?
That has nothing to do with it.
Whatever. Okay.
He's in shape. He's in shape and he's got money.
He's rich. He obviously knows how to. I think he took one of the girls to Subway before he banged her.
He just doesn't do it for me. He's not aggressive enough.
God, what? You know what?
He plays golf.
If you watch, first of all, he's aggressive as all hell. He's got text messages talking about like pounding chicks up the ass and shit.
Actually, it's more about. If you've read those, they're mostly him, like, kind of curious about, like, kind of, I think I would like to maybe.
I think I would like to. That's right. They are kind of pussy sounding.
Yeah.
There's no aggression there.
Give me Jeremy Shockey. I love him. No.
Jeremy's a retard.
I will kick your ass, I swear to God.
He has no.
Don't even.
His dirty talk would be like, I'll shove it where the pee comes out.
That is such bullshit.
You'd be like, yes, Jeremy, yes.
You are ridiculous. I love him. No blasphemy about Jeremy. I'll get
whatever. Poor black tiger.
Don't be jealous that he's like perfect.
Tiger Woods, just because he didn't have a sitcom you grew up watching about him going west.
I hate you.
Relative by the name of Carlin.
Game.
Carlin. Who else is black who had a sitcom? We have to explore this a little bit. Oh, Eddie. Eddie from Full House? You've done him?
No, he Eddie was Family Matters. Family Matters.
Yeah, that's right.
Family Matters.
I don't remember Eddie.
Well, Urkel was not attractive.
Jaleel White?
Yeah, Jaleel White. How about the dad, Carl Winslow?
He had, hell no.
He was on Something You Watched as a Kid, and he had power. He was a cop.
No.
Okay. Oh, God. Anyone else?
Ooh, you know who's... All right, if you're looking for attractive black men, the guy on Private Practice.
I don't know that.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Okay, I got a good one. Theo from The Cosby Show.
Oh, hell yeah. No. He's a doctor's kid. He was going to get a lot of money.
Oh, Theo?
Theo Huxtable.
I don't remember what he looks like.
He's pretty good looking.
I don't know. Dude, that's like from 1982.
No.
Huh. How about Sinbad?
No.
Really?
He has orange hair.
See, I'm trying to think of anybody famous from A Different World, but there's really nobody.
No, there's just the guy with the glasses and the chick I would have fucked.
Yeah, they don't have names.
Yeah. There's the light-skinned chick I would have put stones to.
The chick Dawn, the one that played Jaleesa, she was
what
like
the shit
the
is, are you like, if you're making these names up to make
no,
me sound
I'm
like
serious.
A racist, and no. I find out tomorrow,
no,
I will
her
find
name's
you.
Dawn something. She's one of the first like jazz grads from University of Miami. She wrote the theme song to that.
Really?
And she did a master's class at Miami when I was there. Singing opera. She's good. She's a talented girl.
Okay. All right.
Random tidbit of the day.
Then Jaleesa's good. Let's get the fuck, marry, kill.
All right.
We have an all-black fuck, marry, kill for Veronica.
No, you don't.
No, we picked one you'd actually play along with. She threatened to walk out of the show if we gave her an all-black one.
No, I did not. John, you need to stop this. Damn it.
Okay.
Just because you're bitter that I won't bang you. God.
Well, like, it'd be fun on air.
All right, let's do it right now.
Okay.
He agreed to that.
Joel, hold the mic.
Yeah. Mike, where's the camera?
Yeah.
Let's wrap this up and
Ew.
End the show.
Y'all are sick.
Well, you need the evidence.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be watching. I'd just be holding it, looking
yeah,
away.
Yeah, sure.
The hell do you think I'm going to watch that?
Just crying. Dude, that's fodder for years right there. Yeah. Okay. We have fuck, marry, kill. Joel Goldstein loves the game. I love the game.
I think Joel has to go first.
Joel will go first. I like hearing his rationale. We picked these winners about 10 minutes before showtime. Joel, for you, same as me. We got Heidi Montag. She just had all that surgery. She's got the real different face, the huge fake tits. Claims she can't even jog anymore. Then we got Adrian Curry, who you said was a top model or some shit. She married the older Brady guy.
Yeah.
All she does all fucking day is post pictures of her in, like, naked nerd costumes. Like, she's Leia, and she's the girl from Fifth Element, and she's dressed up as Clockwork Orange. She's a dopey bitch, but whatever. We're talking about body. And the last... I almost jumped to Veronica's list, and I was going to say, the last one is John Travolta. No. The last one for you...
That would have made it easy.
The last one for you is Tila Tequila, that little pint-sized... She's really unhinged, got that squished little alien face with the big implants. So, okay, you got your options. All three of them have corked bats. You're not an implant man, so all three of them got tit jobs now.
I would have to kill Tila because, yeah. I mean, that is one crazy bitch.
Okay.
I mean, between what she did with Sean Merriman and everything else you hear. And
she just starts stripping on camera on some webcam show.
She went crazy on when that chick died. Casey Johnson. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, claiming they were married and all kinds
of
horseshit.
There's no way in hell I'd want to F it or even marry it. Or married especially, there's no way.
Okay.
So that leaves me, oh, my Lord, Heidi Montag and Adrian Curry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, considering the person you marry, you actually need to be able to put up with.
Jesus Christ.
I guess I got to go... Adrian Curry for Mary and Heidi Montag to fuck. And the sad part is I don't even think I find her the most attractive of the three. I just think it's the most logical decision to make.
Okay. I'm going to kill Tila because I fucking hate that broad on every conceivable level. Like, I really don't find her hot. I think her personality is the most disgusting thing on earth. I think if I killed her, I might get off on that. So it's even better than fucking her. So we're killing Tila.
You sound like South Park on the Critter Christmas. Blood orgy!
Yeah. Okay. I saw maybe like two episodes of that Brady show with a dopey Adrian Curry broad. Fuck, I cannot stand her. So I'd have to name her as the one I nail. Because
and you'd marry Heidi.
Wow. Yeah.
No, because I goddamn hate the lip on that Adrienne Curry. Like, if I can fuck her, like, we can talk. It's just duct tape her with a golf ball in her mouth.
See,
right?
I couldn't decide who would be, like, the one I'd want to F just so I could put up with the other.
Oh, hi. Are you kidding? Heidi's married to that Spencer Pratt fag.
But he's, like, but she's, like, a total, like, bitch. Like, and she's just.
Yeah, but, like,
she's
God.
An airhead, and I don't know.
I mean, if you even act like half a man, she'll treat you like you're fucking Shaquille O'Neal, dude. Like, you'll be worshipped. She'll act like you got an 18-inch gorilla dog.
I have to admit, if I had more research as to who would be the more suitable marriage partner, it'd be easier. I mean, killing Teela was the obvious decision for all parties
involved. I'm going to level with you. I've barely heard a damn thing coming out of Heidi Girl's mouth, but that Adrienne Curry, like, fuck me. I'd throw her down the stairs 20 times a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
She'd be like, ha ha, I just told a joke, and now I farted. Wasn't that funny? I'm pretty, but I'm jokey, too. And then I'd just hit her. And then I'd say, how's that for a joke? And there'd be dead air.
See, you know what, though? At least she has kind of a sense of humor as opposed to the other two.
I don't like a sense of humor on a woman.
What?
You don't?
Not really.
Really? But you love me.
Yeah.
God, John, you want just a Greek Stepford wife that doesn't have a mouth at all.
He does. He really does. He wants a tiny little blonde.
What?
That will
no, I think he wants Brunette.
Yeah. No, it's like you got to have like a lean, tall brunette. And I like him to be a great talker. Like they can command a room like Ginger in a casino.
But with no sense of humor.
Yeah, but they don't joke around. They don't BS around. I don't care for that. I hate whenever a girl's like craving laugh. Like she'll say something and she's just dying to hear people laugh at her. It's like, you know what? How about the approval you seek? Is guys wanting to screw you, not laugh at you.
I'm not sure which concept's funnier. John Papa Giorgio, family man, king of the castle, protector of the kingdom, or John Papa Giorgio, bachelor for life.
Yeah.
we're going one or the other. It either result's hilarious.
We're definitely going with the latter, barring something. But, okay. We got Fuck, Marry, Kill, the woman's edition, for those who want to play at home, from a lady... Veronica, we got Jesse James.
Oh, God.
The Situation. And John Travolta.
All three of these guys we already discussed today. We should have picked different people.
Well, I didn't hear anybody else bring up any other ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Seriously?
Yeah.
And you got to remember.
John Travolta from any era.
No. You
really,
can't do that.
Current?
You make too many.
Just current? Okay.
Can't make those loopholes. That's why the one you marry, you can't F. It's just like you like them and you want to spend time with them.
All right, well, then
whatever. You just don't want me wiggling out with fucking 10-year-old Teela Tequila.
All right. What? I would kill Jesse.
Okay. Is that because you're a Sandra Bullock fan or you just find him the scummiest?
Disgusting.
Okay.
I would marry John Travolta and fuck the Situation.
That was actually pretty easy for her.
I guess so.
Yep.
Okay. We got a new one. You ready?
Okay.
Uncle Phil, Carl Winslow, and Dr. Huxtable.
What are you doing to me?
Dr. Huxtable, Carl Winslow, and Uncle Phil.
You know what? That's actually not a bad three.
No.
All right, Carl Winslow's kind of hot. I got to tell you.
Really?
I love black men.
Do you love the story he delivers in Die Hard? That nice little monologue
Carl
about
Winslow.
Shooting kid?
That's Uncle Phil, right?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Two separate people.
Jesus Christ. No.
Uncle Phil
They're
from Fresh Prince.
People.
Okay, so wait, which three do I have?
You got Uncle Phil, the fat, gray-haired, light-skinned patriarch of the Banks family.
Carl Winslow's done. He's killed. Oh, God, no. Bill Cosby? Fuck. Seriously?
Would you like to have a pudding pop?
Now you see, my penis goes in your vagina until climax.
Oh, my God.
Rudy, hold the camera steady.
All right, pick somebody to marry, fuck, or kill.
You can't kill Bill Cosby.
So kill somebody.
All right, Carl Winslow.
I am coming at you with an erection. Think quickly.
Carl Winslow's dead. I would marry Bill Cosby and nail Uncle Phil.
All right. There's our good. My pudding pop. You've answered well.
You guys are assholes. By the way,
this is the best game ever.
I was so wrong. I can't believe you just made me marry Bill Cosby.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but your fucking Uncle Phil was even better.
Uncle Phil's kind of hot. He's got that authority thing going on.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. All right.
That's a great way to end the show.
Oh, we ain't topping that one. All right, folks. You've been listening to In Papa's Basement, Papa's Base, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Joel, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for Fuck, Marry, Kill and all its glory.
You are welcome.
Veronica?
Yes.
Thank you for finally caving and giving it to a brother.
Shut up.
Again, if you want to listen to us, Saturdays 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR. Find archives of the show at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. And we are gone.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.